ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فان خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الإخوة والأخوات في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We are still on the book of Al-Kitab and the book Jamdة الأحكام العمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه أنه استشار الناس في إملاء المرأة فقال المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه شهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قضى في بغمرة عبد أو أمة فقال لا تأتين بمن يشهد معك فشهد معه محمد بن مسلمة قال المؤلف إملاص المرأة أن تلقي جنين آميتا From Umar ibn Khattab in Allah reveals to him he says أنه استشار الناس في إملاص المرأة He sought the advice of the people fi imlaatil mar'a the author may Allah be pleased with him and may Allah have mercy on him said imlaatul mar'at am tulqiya janina amita this is for a woman to have a miscarriage this is the imlaatul mar'a so Umar radiallahu anhu during his time as the Khalifa, he sought the advice of the people. As we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do al-mushawara, to seek advice of the people. This is with respect to things that have to do with what? The mundane, whatever. With respect to the religious issues, whatever the Prophet ﷺ says is final. But with the death of the Prophet ﷺ, when anything comes up and has to do with the religion, and this issue is something that the Khalifa doesn't know about or doesn't know much about, he will seek the advice of other companions. Maybe they may have heard something from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about a particular issue that has just happened. So Umar radiallahu anhu will do this during his time. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu will also do this during his time. So Umar radiallahu anhu sought the people's advice concerning imlaatul mar'a. A woman who had a miscarriage, maybe it was as a result of a mistake on her part, or maybe it was a deliberate action on her part. That is what we call manslaughter or call what murder. A woman who had miscarriage, what is the Islamic ruling? Is there any penalty for that? If a woman Maybe as a result of a mistake on her part, if she has a miscarriage, or she deliberately abort the baby womb. What is the meaning? وقال المغيرة بن شعبة المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه said شهدت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قضى فيه بغرة عبد أو أمر. I witnessed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم judge on this matter بغرة عبد by giving عبد a slave male or female, the best slave, male or female. So when the Arabs say ghurra, ghurra means such something, it means beauty. So when they say ghurra to abdin means such very nice male slave. Ghurra to amatin means very nice, good female slave. So that is the ruling on that. That the Prophet ruled that if a woman had a miscarriage, this would be the penalty. فَقَالَ لَأْتَأْتِيَنَّ بِمَنْ يَشْهَرُ مَعَكَ Umar رضي الله عنه told المغيرة بن شعبة that you must bring somebody that will testify to what you have said. فَشَهِدَ مَعْهُ مُحَمَّدٌ بُنْ مَسْلَمَ Muhammad bin Maslama now seconded or supported what Al-Mughira bin Shu'ba radiallahu anhu said. He also said what he had the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this. And that's why the scholar, the opinion that if a woman had a miscarriage, maybe mistaken. Maybe she takes a drug that she never knows that the drug can cause her miscarriage. There is no resource to that. So there is ghurra act or ghurra act that she'll have to watch. That would be the ruling of that. And the equivalent of this is 5 camels. The equivalent of this ghurra to abd is what? 5 camels. To be given to the inheritors of the baby in the womb. That is the father or so. So this is what? The ruling. Now what if the woman deliberately aborts? She deliberately aborts. Majority of the scholars, they have the opinion that the ruling is the same. The ruling is what? Is the same. That is ghurra to abdin aw ama. That should be the ruling for that. So this will be the deer. So in addition to what? To be paid is the pregnancy is 4 months. If the pregnancy is 4 months, majority of the story of the opinion that was, it is still what? Ghurra to abdin aw ama, or its equivalent, which is about 5 camels. This is the deer. Then we have what? The kafara. Which is what? What is the kafara? No. There is a difference between deer and kafara. What is the kafara? The one who kills a Muslim mistakenly. What is the kafara? Let me explain. If he cannot get that, he passed what? 2 months consecutively. Yes, that is the kafara. But the deer is what? 100 camels, unless in the family of the deceased overlook it. So the deer is worth 100 camels. The kafara is setting free a slave. If one is unable to do that, then one watch will pass 2 months consecutively. The kafara, the deer is to be born by whom? The deer to be born by the relatives, those who inherit the killer, the mother, or the one who has committed the manslaughter. Those who inherit him will be those that watch, that will take care of, they will assist him in paying that. How this is clear. So in the case that a woman has a miscarriage, it is not up to 4 months. It is not hura to abdin or ana. This will be the deer. But if it is more than 4 months, in this case, Ibn Hazm rahmahullah ta'ala was of the opinion that if the baby in the womb is more than 4 months, it should be treated as a complete soul. So which means what? The woman will kill. But majority of the scholars will not take it that way. Whether it is 4 months or more than 4 months, the same rule. So setting free Hurra to Abdi or Anna. So that would be the deer. How this is clear. So this is what majority of the scholars are upon. If it is deliberate, majority of scholars are still of this opinion, whether deliberate or not deliberate, as we shall see, inshallah. So what the woman will have to be first is Bura to Abdi, how, and then the Kafara as well, all the claims. So they do not believe that if it is deliberate, that the woman should watch, should be killed for having killed a soul. But if you have me, rahmahullah ta'ala was of the opinion that if a woman aborts, the type of the abortion that people do today, if what she has aborted is more than a 4 months and above, during that what? The woman has killed a soul deliberately. And the reason for someone who killed a soul deliberately is that what? The person should be what? Killed. The person should be killed. So that is the position of Ibn Hazm. But majority of scholars, they do not see this way. That no, the woman will not be killed. So what will be done? She will have to pay dia of what? She will pay dia. The normal dia of the one who has killed somebody is taken. Even if it was deliberate from a part, this will be taken as what? A mistake. So this is what majority of scholars have said on this. But they all agree that if the death is what has been delivered, like alive, then the baby comes alive, so the baby will have what the will of a complete soul. So if a woman delivers now kills her son after she has delivered him or her alive, then she will have to watch the cube, unless if the relative, those who inherit that child, unless if the father, how this is clear, unless if the apart from her. So the majority and all the scholars, they agree on this. But if the baby is in the womb, this is where they disagree. Except for Ibn Hazm said what? That if it is deliberate, as long as what, it is more than 4 months, that is the same thing. So she will have to be killed unless it be the pardon or the one to take dia. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu called, اقتتلت امرأتان في أذين من أذين فرمت إحداهما الأخرى بحجر فقتلتها وما في بطنها فاقتصم إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن دية جنين أو غرة عبد أو وليدة وقضى بدية المرأة على عقلتها وورثها ولدها ومن معه. He also brought another hadith, which is the hadith of Abu Radiallahu Anhu, that two women were fighting. These two women, they were co-wives, and both of them were from Uzayr. فرمت إحدى أم الكبرى بحجر. One of them threw stone at the other. Another report, one of them hit the other one with the head pole. فقتلت her. And she killed her. وما في بطنها. And what was in her womb. That is, the woman, the other woman died, and she also lost the pregnancy. She lost the pregnancy, and she also what? Died. فَاسْتَصَمْ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The family of the woman that was killed, and the family of the killer, they took the matter to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَضَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ النبي تجنينها غرة. The idea of the janine, that is the baby in the womb, is what? Is غرة. Huh? The idea is what? Is غرة. And the woman say غرة is what? Abdu, or is equivalent, which is what? About 5 times. Abdu or walidat. Make a what? Of feeling. وقضى بدية المرأة على عقلتها. And the idea of the woman, which woman? The killer or the killed? Now, in this case, it is the killer. وقضى بدية, I'm sorry, it is the killed. وقضى بدية المرأة, the dia to be given, the dia of that woman that was killed, على عقلتها. So the ala here means the aqilatiha, that the idea will be paid aqila. They will call dia, then they will call it aqla. Aqla means to tie something. So they call here aqlu because it's something that will tie the family of the killed from what? Retaliating. So that's why they call it aqlu. So the family, they will call them aqila. These are those that watch, that will pay the dia, or those that watch will pay the dia. Because they are those that watch, they are protecting their relatives that was killed. So the Prophet of Allah Salam rules that watch, وَقَضَ بِلِيَةِ الْمَرْأَةِ عَلَىٰ أَعْقِلَتِهَا. He rules that watch, the dia of the woman to be paid to the aqila. وَوَرَّثَهَا وَلَدَهَا وَمَنْ مَعَهُ. And it was given to be inherited by the son of the woman and those that are with them. فَقَالَ حَمَلُ بُنْ نَعْبِرَ الْهُزَلِ. A man from the tribe of Uzay, known as Hamal, بن مالك بن نابغة, said, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, كيف أغرم من لا شرب ولا أكل ولا نطق ولا تهلى فمثل ذلك يطالب. O Messenger of Allah, كيف أغرم, how are you going to watch, why should we be asked to pay to indemnify من لا شرب, who has not drunk anything, wala akal, nor eaten anything, wala natoko, nor spoken, wala tahalla, nor cried out for me to zalika yutol. This type of thing to watch should be disregarded. Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama huwa min ikhwani kuhan. The Messenger of Allah said, look at this man, he's one of the brothers of the soothsayer. مِنْ أَجْلِ سَجْعِهِ الَّذِي فَجَعَ. because of the sages, the rhyme phrases that he has said. If you look at it, the man said what? Kaifa agram. Another report, kaifa agram. Man la shariba wa la akala wa la nafaka wa la tahalla. From it to that, it's a good. So you told, lam ends that, istahal, lam ends that, nafaka, kof, akala, lam, like that, shariba. So, it is what? It is a rhyme statement. Kaifa agram, man la shariba wa la akala wa la nafaka wa la tahalla. From it to other, or dalika, you told. So Messenger of Allah just says, Innama huwa min ikhwan kuhan, is one of the brothers of the kuhan, the soothsayer. In another report, he says, Taj'u ka taj'u al-arab. A rank statement is like the rank statement of the Bedouin Arabs. So the short idea is that two women who are co-wives. The Arab will say what? A man who has what? Two wives or more. Each one will be Dorra. Each one is what? Will be Dorra. From Dorra. Dorra means what? Difficulty. So each woman will what? Will be Dorra for the other woman because they will not be comfortable with one another. And that's why the Arabs will say their words, the women, the co-wives, they are the rats. Because this one, instead of alone, somebody is sharing the husband with her. So she will be getting some dollar with that. But this dollar should not make her go overboard. Maybe misbehaving the way this woman has misbehaved. Maybe they just had what, a kind of quarrel because of this husband, and this landed her into what? Big trouble. She hit the other wife maybe with a stone or with a tentpole. So ordinarily, she did not intend killing her. But this woman was died as a result of this. And when it is taken to the watch, to the Sharia, they will not say, well, let us pardon her. She was not intending doing that. No, the ruling will be what? The family will have to what? Take gear. She will not be killed. Why? Why won't she be killed? Why? Because it was not deliberate. It is what? This type of killing is called what? No, this is not Qatlul Khatam. Shibul Amd. This is what Shibul Amd. It was deliberate. Because she intended what? Eating her with that thing. But what? It was Khatam. It was a mistake because she did not intend killing her. So this is what Shibul Amd. And in the case of Shibul Amd, no what? No pistol. The person who commits Shibul Amd will not be killed in retaliation. The only option is what? A dia, to pay dia, or what? Al-afu. If the family of Jesus decide what? To overlook, they can overlook. But if they say no, we want to take something, they will take what? They will take dia. How this is clear. So this woman, when she eats the other woman with the tentpole or the stone. The other woman did not only die, but the fortune afterwards was also lost. So two things. And we said the ruling of the fortune is what? Ghurratu abdin aw anam. So the Messenger of Allah sallam gave judgment on that. That abd, a male slave or walida or ama should be given to those who are the atila or the akaba of that woman. So that is one. The second thing is that what the deal of the woman affects should be given to the Aqaba as well. So two things now. Now who will be responsible for this? Who will be responsible for this? Huh? The family of what? Of the killer. So they are those that will be responsible for this. And that's why one has to be very, very careful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. Whatever you are doing, make sure you avoid what? You avoid things that could what? Take the life of people, or things that what could hurt people. Try to avoid it as much as possible. Because of what? Because of the ruin of the kisah. And the family may say, no, we want to take dia. They have what? Right to take dia. If they say they want to overlook it, it's their right. And if it is what? A murder case. If they say they want to what? Retaliate, they also have the right to do that. All this happened during the time of the Messenger of Allah. We have those who retaliated. We have those who also take dia. We have those who overlook. So, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the judgment that the day of Janin is Gurra and Gurra to Abdin or Amma, and the day of the woman is to be paid to the Aqila. Then this was given to be inherited by the son of the woman that was killed and those who are with them, that is the other relatives that are supposed to inherit. So the man who spoke, if you look at his action, it's like what is going against the judgment or the ruling of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah said, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. So whoever contradicts the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى, after guidance has been what? To come clear to him. وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, he now follows following the way of the believer. نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى, whatever he chooses for himself, we abandon him with that thing, وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ, or make him, to make him enter Jahannam, وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And that is an evil habit. Now, when the Messenger of Allah passed this judgment, somebody was now saying, كَيْفَ نَغْرَمْ أَوْ كَيْفَ أَغْرَمْ مَنْ لَا شَيْبَ وَلَا أَكَلْ وَلَا نَتَخْ وَلَا سَحَلْ فَمِنْ سُوَهَابَ يُطَلْ. So it's like what? It was challenging the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that what? The man couldn't change anything because he was the ruler and had every power to carry out that thing. He only said what? إِنَّمَا هُوَ مِنْ إِخْوَانِ الْكُهَانِ مِنْ أَجْلِ سَجْعِ إِلَيْهِ سَجْعِ, because of what? The rhyme phrases. And that's why those who criticize or disagree with the ruling of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are upon the brink of Jahannam. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلْيَأْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Those who go against the order of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be careful. And to see them fitna, so that they will not be engulfed by fitna, or to see them mu'adhabun alim, or engulfed by painful chastisement. For what? Contradicting or going against the law of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, may Allah save us, there are a lot of laws that are passed over the so-called Islamic countries that was that are against that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In some so-called Islamic countries, somebody who fornicates, they will say, what if the husband is what? Happy with that. A woman that commits adultery, If the husband says, okay, I pardon, so there is no harm. This is written as part of what the laws of some so-called Islamic countries. But the reason why scholars will just not make tafsir of people is that because some of them are doing this ignorantly. Some of them, they've been deceived by some scholars who will tell them there is nothing wrong in this, you can do it this way. And that's why some scholars will say, what? You can't make tafsir of people until what? You have made or you have established evidence against them. But the reality is that what? A lot of things that are going on in the so-called Muslim, whatever. Secondly, look at what is going on in Egypt. People coming out say that they don't want Sharia, they want democracy, they want this. And these people, they will still go to the mosque and pray. Saying they are Muslim. And they say what? We don't want Sharia. How can somebody who calls himself a Muslim come out and what be going against the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And such a person will still count himself or regard himself as a Muslim. So if those who do not know are excused, what about those who know that this is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they believe that what, we are liberal Muslims. We are liberal Muslims, and that what? We can alter the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or these laws, they are not okay for this time of ours. And that's why we want to, we should not go overboard in also excusing people. Apart from what the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are concerned. Just as what we should not go overboard in making tafsir of what of people. We have to maintain a balanced position. So people today, what some of these rulers, what they do, they justify, saying what, you shouldn't be voting against ruler, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. So anything the ruler does is sanctioned, is supported. I think what the rulers, they are what? They are the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the surface of the earth. No! Scholars of the Salaf, they will disagree with the rulers on some things. And they will call their attention to things that what? These are things that we ought to do. But not at what? They will now ask people to come and revolt against them. And that was why during the time of Ma'mun, when he was forcing the scholars to take to the Aqidah of the Mu'tazila, the Aqidah of the Jahmiyyah, that the Quran was created. A lot of scholars were punished, a lot were killed. Some scholars haven't been tortured seriously. Some of them said what the ruler, the Imam wanted it to say. They said what the Quran was created. But they knew that what the Quran was not created. But because of the torture, and Allah said what إِلَّا فَالْأُكْرِ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنُّ بِالْإِيمَانِ. So Imam Ahmad maintained the stance and he said the Quran was not created. It was tortured, beaten, seriously. And when the masses saw that the Imam did not recant his position, they knew this is what, this is the truth. Because if he had said similar things that what the Quran was created, there wouldn't have been any scholar at that time that was, there would be establishing the truth. So the masses are just, okay, the scholars have said what, the Quran was created. But Imam Ahmad maintained that. That it was not created. And it was being taken to Ma'mun, also it was on his way to Ma'mun, that was the information that Ma'mun advised came to them. So the next person also tortured him, he was the son, Al-Mutawakkil now became what? The Khalifa, who now gave support to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What I'm trying to establish is that what the fact that what we should respect the ulil amri doesn't mean what? When they are establishing things that are haram or trying to declare what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made unlawful, they are trying to make them lawful, then we say what the ulil amri means we should accept. No! Innama ta'atu fil ma'ruf. But that doesn't mean what we should not revolt. This is what some youth do not understand today. It's okay, these rulers, they are what? They are kuffar. So since they are kuffar, we can revolt. And when we revolt, there will be a lot of what? A lot of blood being shed. Killing. As what we are having in Syria today. Those who are fighting in Syria, some are fighting that was Bashar was a kafir. So he ought to what? Removed. Yes, we say Bashar, a kafir. But
You don't remove it when you know that what is going to lead to what is now. Some people they are fighting not because of the Sharia of Allah, it's because of what? Democracy. So those who are fighting because of the Sharia of Allah to be established in Syria, they are fighting against what? Against the ruling of Bashar. What is certain is that what, having finished with al-Bashar, the Sharia camp and watch, and those at the democracy camp will come and watch and fight one another. So this is this my lot of lives being wasted. Islam doesn't support things like this. Killing people. Woman is the ruler in the kafir. If you know that what, trying to remove this type of ruler is going to lead to what? Bloodshed. It's going to lead to greater fitna. You have to watch, avoid such a thing. So if you look at what is happening in Libya, what is happening in Tunisia, what is happening in Egypt, you see that what the Muslims were what? In great problem. And that's where we have to understand. Any ruler who rules by other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has what accepts and knows that what he's doing is wrong and he sees that this is what I will do. And he believes that what he's using is better than the law of Allah. No karama for such a ruler in the castle. Now that doesn't mean people should not revolt against him. Because this may lead to what? Greater fitna. So we talk about what ta'atu ulatul umur. This is what? Fil ma'ruf. When the order to do something that is wrong, fala ta'a ala ta'a. We don't obey. Unless they force us, they compel us, they beat us in a situation like that, we know that what we are being compelled. But for us to follow willingly, no. This is the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this man said that Sayfa Azram, man la shenda wa la akala, wa la nataka wa la sahalla, from his Mu'adha ibn Talib, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wrote his statement and said, إِنَّمَا هَذَا مِنْ إِخْوَانِكُمْ This is one of the brothers for all the soothsayers. مِنْ أَجْلِ فَجْرِ لِلَّهِ فَجْعَ So, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not any man should be killed. But let the people knew that what he has said nonsense. At times, somebody may be a pious person. But he may say something like this. When he says something like this, one should understand what the person is saying. Like what happens when a woman called Rubaiyah bintu Nadri, when she broke the tooth of a woman. So it was said that when this case was taken to the Messenger of Allah, the Messenger of Allah says, the book of Allah is what? Al-Qisas, retaliation, which means what? The tooth of Rubaiyah is going to be broken. So the brother then says, his name is Anas ibn Nadri, he says, وَاللَّهِ لَا تُفْتَرْ فَنِيَّةُ رُبَيْنِيَةُ He said, by Allah, the truth of Rubaiyah will not watch, will not be broken. Messenger of Allah said, كِتَابُ اللَّهِ الْكِتَابُ And this man offered his question. Was he challenging the authority of the Prophet of Allah? His own case is not like the case of Hamad ibn Nabila, who says, كَيْفَ أَغْرَمْ مَنْ لَا شَيْدَ وَلَا أَكَلْ فِي الْأَلُوْ And this one who said what? وَاللَّهِ لَا تُسْتَرُ تَلِيدَ فِي الْغُبَيْهِ Eventually, when the family of the victim or one was affected, the family eventually said they were going to take what? Dia. Instead of what? Instead of having the food broken. And you know the idea of a tooth that was broken, somebody breaks the tooth of a person, another person. What is the idea? Huh? Nobody. Five families.
Yes, five candles. Each tool cost what? Five candles. And each finger cost what? 10 candles. Sometimes you have to be very, very careful, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this law in order to protect us. He said, well, I think it's before Hayat to be shared with us. When you retaliate, there is Hayat. Somebody who knows that what, if you break the peace of Allah, the peace is going to be broken. Unless these people decide to stay here, they will not have to watch. Somebody who knows that if you break the finger of Allah, you don't think that it's going to be broken. So, of course, what is that? So the family decided, okay, we are going to take the deer for that. And they took five candles. The next man has said, what was one that took seven? The deer took the value. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna min ibadillah man law akthara ala Allah illa abarra. Among the servants of Allah are those who, if they take an oath, that wallahi so and so will not happen, la abarra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will confirm what they have said. Just like when Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala was saying, wallahi, that the people, the Muslims will defeat the Tatar. So somebody now said that what? Oh, she said, inshallah. He said, inshallah, tahqiqan. I'm saying, inshallah, tahqiqan. The inshallah that I'm saying that what, this will certainly happen. Just like Allah said, what? Nasat kulunna linasjid al-harama, inshallah. Allah said, what? Inshallah. And I said, what? Nasat kulunna linasjid al-harama. Tawqif. What that is like when they have to say, because to us, sure, of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you stay by what Allah said, certainly you are going to. So there are some servants of Allah that say, Allah is going to happen. And if it happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make what they have said come to pass. So that's why that all Anas bin Nadri is not like the same thing as that of what? Hamad bin Nadri. That of Amr bin Nadira is like, what type of woman is this? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam rubbished what they have said. So and what was excused. And that's why not everybody that says those statements of kufru that you watch, you call it kafir. Maybe the person does not realize or he didn't know what he said. His attention ought to be called to this. This can happen to anybody. Like when his son died and Umar was alive, he said, if I should hear anybody say what? Muhammad Allah is dead. I will kill the person. He did not die, but he has not died. He has only gone to restore the way to the Musa al-Qurat al-Qurat. Huh? The statement is like the statement of somebody who is what? Who is more critical than the figure of Allah is that? What happened? Abu Bakr was alive and was on Muhammad illa Rasulullah. But Khalaf is coming in Rusul. Afan in Mata wa Kutila in Kolashtu ala Aqabikum. Afan in Qalibu ala Aqibayhi Qalan Yahudu Allah Ashiyam. Fata idha Allah Ashiyam. Minan Umar Hadith. He came back what? Consciousness. A report to his senses. So this could happen to anybody. So what I'm trying to say here is that what? There is nobody that will say I'm perfect, that I cannot make a mistake. One may say something because he doesn't know the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One may say something at times that the Lord is against the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we intend going against the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُشَرَفِكْ تَرُ الْمَسْلِمِ
من بعد ما تبين لهم هدى.
To somebody that the law of Allah is not clear, you have to explain to the Lord, explain the law of Allah to him, not that what one in the only of the fear.
You are not going to come to Hujjah and want to make the fear of you. You are not going to come to Hujjah, you want to make the fear of people.
And that's why you have what the fear in this place around today.
This is everybody will tell it. It's because
we do not use it the way the Messenger of Allah has put it down.
The way the Salaf of Sahih have put the deal down,
the deal has now become something that most people are not afraid of.
It's because somebody will tell you because he is not scared.
He knows that what he can also call you will tell you.
He tells someone you are in cab, you say what you are also in cab.
This is because we do not respect it. The dignity and what the respect of the takfir of the deen has been lost
because people use it in a way that is not judicious.
So and that's why we also understand this. So what we are trying to say is actually that what the baby in the world is miscarriage by the mother or by somebody else, you have to pay what? Ghurra to Abdin or Han.
But if it is after it is what? Delivered. Alive.
It has what? The same ruling as a full person. Because the baby is what? Delivered alive.
Because in Harbi said, if the pregnancy is 4 months and above, who would it have not been delivered?
It takes the ruling of what?
A full person, not the ruling of what? Of the Ghurra Ta'abi or Al Amma.
As we said, the majority of Quran, they are from what? They are said, inshallah, we talk to you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, wa ala alihi wa sallam,
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله
When is the year of Umre Kamel out of which possible repayment received? When is it to be paid?
Now, only Kamel's party of which to be pregnant, this has to do with what Abiyah to move on land of. And this is with respect to Shibul Amj or Al Amj. Al Amj, the mother, is the family of the deceased that want to the type of data we give to them is dear to Mughal Lalo, 100 camels, 40 of which will be pregnant, or its equivalent. And Shibul Amj, a feeling that is similar to deliberate, but we don't call it deliberate because the person who feels that the other person is not in the same feeling. It is something that ordinarily injures somebody, but she never knew that it could reach the death of the possible killed. So this is not about Shibul Amj. So this one there is no retaliation, but the idea was the page, obviously the family size was involved, and the idea is also the idea of Uganda. Hundred candidates or its equivalent, 100 candidates, 40 of which were pregnant or its equivalent. So,
so children are born with some diseases, which the person is incurable or incurable, or you have not disabled a child, which can also be dangerous to the child itself. Can we terminate this kind of something?
Not if the child is born, then it does not defeat anybody but it's not in the hand of anybody to save the life of such a child. Now, if a child is still in the womb, so not yet delivered, can we terminate the step of pregnancy? If it is up to 4 months, there is consensus that we cannot terminate the pregnancy. If it is up to 4 months. If it is not up to 4 months, if the disease is what? Something that is confirmed in a situation like this, of colour or a situation that one can terminate. Quite some say, only at this stage one cannot terminate. In a situation where it is said that if the mother delivers this pregnancy, the mother is likely to die. And the baby will only be 4 months away. Which one, what should be done? The judge of the president, if this is confirmed by a reliable Muslim medical doctor, at this type of pregnancy can be terminated. And this is what most of the state councils are calling. However, some scholars have opinion that what this cannot be terminated as well. This is the view of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen of Mawlawi Ta'ala and says, because once it is formed, this is considered a word, a soul. So why are you going to terminate a soul from the soul? The soul of the mother is not more important than what the soul of the baby. So equal to. So if a mother kills, or I'm not going to kill a day old boy or baby, he or she will be killed. Not about as well as a young boy that has killed you. So this is the opinion of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. But we also have the opinion that what if this is confirmed that this is going to affect the life in a cost the mother alive, that this type of pregnancy is terminated. But it is not up to 4 months, so this is also not permissible to allow that.
And there's a question here, the back of line. I'm surprised that the question is so similar. I guess the question is there too. Okay, the brother got married to Peter, and just shortly after it happened, things didn't go well between them. Something is involved. The sister left without giving consultation to Peter. The brother, on the other hand, tried and even sought to the help of Peter's family to help Peter, all to no avail. Can Peter be late, and can the brother carry on with his life?
Now, if the Abdul Nikah happens in the Sharia law, then the elder cannot be married. The woman cannot be married until she has finished the elder. And the elder is free menstruation or free purity, depending on the view of the scholar. For three menstruations, that is the reason. She will have to do three menstruations before she can remarry. Now, whether she does it in the house of the brother or she does it in her house, the elder must be done. Only that the Sharia says that what? The woman should do the elder in the house of her husband as long as the talaq is not irrevocable. If the talaq is irrevocable, then in that case, one majority of the scholars are calling that what the elder will be done somewhere that is not in the house of the man. But if the talaq is irrevocable, the woman will have to do the elder in the house. If she doesn't do it there, maybe by her own decision, that doesn't mean that what she can remarry. She cannot remarry. Wherever she goes, the elder is still what? Following her. The only thing that what she thinks for not doing is in the house of the man. But certainly she has a genuine reason. If she doesn't have a genuine reason for not doing it in the house of the man, then she's thinking. But the elder still follows her. She should not remarry within the period of the elder. If she does that, she's committing zina. Because the man right, has the right to take her back. The same thing, the man should not verb her out. Because the elder must be done in his house. If the man not drive her out, without allowing her to do the elder in the house, the man is taking for driving her out. But the elder is still on her anywhere she goes. So Allah.
And this person is asking, is it
one's mahari, that is those that cannot marry one permanently. Like the father of one's husband, one's brother from the father, or the mother. So all these people, one's uncle, maybe from the mother or from the father. So one can have anship with these people, they are once the mahal, guru, and not marry one forever. So if they want uncle, not the children, or once uncle, not their sons. The sons are not guru and marry us. So they are not our mahal, but their father. They are our mahal, so we can have a sheikh with them. On condition that what? It does not lead to fitna. If you make the good to lead to fitna, only one cannot have answer to one father. It is going to lead to what? Fitna. Some of you know that what really a father is going after her. So having answer to that is what the father is what? Bring me fitna. But ordinarily, these are people who are once married, one can have answer to them. Likewise, the mother of one's wife, so she is your mahram, that is, that woman is the mahram of the man. So the father of one's husband is also the mahram of that woman. All these people, they are our mahram, that we can have anship with, whom we can call them as long as what is not as much
Allahu Akbar.